And for more on what the government shutdown means in practical terms, an update now on the U.S. Coast Guard. More than 42,000 Coast Guard personnel missed a paycheck earlier this month, making it the only branch of the U.S. military to work without pay. That is because the Coast Guard is funded by the Department of Homeland Security, whose funding is tied up in the shutdown debate. Yet, crews are still deploying on national security operations. Tweet Coast Guard Commandant Carl Schultz wrote, "Our USCG members sail across the world to protect U.S. national interests while their loved ones cope with financial challenges and no pay at home." He also tweeted out this video produced by the Coast Guard. It included this message from Vice Admiral Linda Fagan, a Pacific Area Commander.
"During these uncertain times of the lapse in appropriation and government shutdown, I know it is hard for these crews to be leaving behind their dependents and spouses. It's a thousand times more so when everyone is wondering when their next paycheck will be and how they can support the family that they are leaving behind. There's been an incredible outpouring of support for the families here in the Alameda region, but the tension and the anxiety for the crew is real."
Without legislative action or an end to this partial shutdown, Coast Guard members will miss their second paycheck on January 30th, and retirees will start missing out on benefits next month. Virginia's U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, spoke on the Senate floor today about the Coast Guard.
"They're deploying for multiple months, and they're saying goodbye to their families, but their families who live in and around Alameda, it's not necessarily cheap. They're going to have to keep paying rent bills and things while their coastie, as they call themselves, is deployed, and yet they're not being paid."
According to the Coast Guard, an estimated 31% of active duty members do not have enough money in an emergency savings fund to cover 1 month's worth of expenses.